are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting headline. Where you stand at a bar, I guess, is more crucial than, according to Daily Mail, waving cash or snapping your fingers. There is interesting that there's science to this. University of Bielefeld scientists, right, have figured out how customers have a better chance of getting served at a bar, bartender. I mean, probably food establishment could also relate, but they studied a bartender. Now, you know, some of you may say, well, this absolutely has no bearing on everyday life. It actually does. I can't tell you how many times I needed a glass of water or I needed something. And, you know, you want to kind of figure out how people work and how things work. And so I would have money in my hand because I would think that would attract them. Yeah, I tip if I get a glass of water or something like that. And it's very interesting what the psychology is. Now, I attended bar for just a little bit because I had to cover the bar when I waited tables. And I noticed if somebody's shoulder was to me, they looked like they were in a conversation. And we're talking split second. If I saw somebody facing me, ready to order, I would go to them. Okay, because you don't know who's first. It's not like a fast food counter where there's a line. But if somebody was leaning, giggling, having a good time, unless they made face-to-face contact, I would be looking at the body. Because you always don't make face contact because you're trying to hurry. So to me, that was one trick I did. If you were there ready to go, it didn't matter if you had money in your hand. Now, money in your hand was a sign that you were ready because, you know, your hand is sticking out towards the bar. So when you're looking down at the bar and you're wiping off the bar, you know who to go to next. But it usually was if nobody had money ready, they had their, you know, they were facing you. So I guess German researchers said busy bar staff choose customers to serve if they are standing, oh, there we go, standing facing the bar or are directly in front of them, instead of whether they have cash at the ready or are snapping their fingers. Apparently, the scientists' study of body language is being used to develop a bartending robot that will be able to spot who really wants a drink and serve them in the fairest order. See, that's kind of interesting. They found that, too. I don't think snapping your fingers works. Here's my problem. If I go right up to where the bartender is, he's moving. The bartender is running back and forth, and, you know, so, you know, if I need to get something, I can't, you know, but not that I visit bars frequently. I'm saying if I'm going up to get some water. Water. Anyway, researchers from Bielefeld University found that 9 out of 10 thirsty customers adopted a subtle approach of deliberately facing the bar, and they were the most successful then at getting noticed and served. By contrast, 1 in 15 customers looked at their wallets to signal that they would like to place an order. Less than 1 in 25 gestured to the bartender. Bartenders don't like that. We've learned that. You don't gesture to the bartender. You know, and one of the reasons is the bartender can't waste time on people who bartenders, and just like anybody in any sort of service industry, you don't want to be rejected. Okay. Right. So you don't want to go up to somebody, which by the way, needs to kind of change. But you don't want to, if somebody's in the middle of a conversation, sit there and wait and try to assess. Okay, you're in too much of a hurry. So you need somebody to be facing you saying, I'm ready to go. You know, one trick to do in a restaurant is you lay the menus half on the table, maybe three quarters on the table, a quarter off. If the menu is already folded up and at the edge of the table where they could see it, if it's on the table, they can't see it because a row of booths, you can't see it. But if it's hanging off the table, okay, yeah, some food servers may find it annoying. They know you're ready. Because food servers don't want to come up to the table and you go, don't rush us, we're not ready. That they hate that. And then they'll go into hiding for a while. I did. So if you want the food server to come, you have that ready. Don't ask another food server that's not in that section. Don't get the manager that just ticks everybody off. Leave the menu a little bit hanging off to the side. So same thing. It's just regular psychology. Doesn't that make sense? All right. So anyway, so there is a science. I'm kind of interested in this robot, this bartending robot. Can you program it to do a double shot over a single shot? I don't know. Okay. Anyway, according to the professor Reuter, he says, currently we are working on the robot's ability to recognize when a customer is bidding for its attention. Thus, we have studied the process of ordering a drink in real life. The robot requires a clear-cut definition of which signals indicate an order and which do not. Without a proper definition, it could misinterpret the signals. Maybe the robot may think it just needs to take the drink and splash it on the person's face. I don't know. Maybe the robot thinks you just grabbed its butt. And if the robot thinks you just grabbed its butt, it may slap you. Who knows? But I think it's cool as they try to get, you know, we've been trying to use robots for decades. I remember Osmo in Disneyland. Did that ever go anywhere? Is it because they're just so expensive? See, for me, I thought Osmo moved too slowly. Okay? I don't need Osmo to go to the kitchen and get me a drink. I could go myself. And that's the problem. We don't get off our butts. That's our big obesity problem. There was a study coming out saying sugar needs to be regulated. I believe it was a Denmark researcher. Yeah, we need to kind of cut our sugar. But also, we can't be relying on robots to get us our sugary drink. Get off your own butt. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So it looks like there are a bunch of private colleges that will join into a tuition pact. We're going to talk about that. Some college news. We're also going to be talking about cosmetics causing an epidemic of allergies. Apparently, doctors want firms to remove certain preservatives from these. Then there's, I guess, a clothing line that will hopefully be invented where there are little cameras that could take pictures and create these models to tell people what they're putting in their mouth. And maybe it'll deter people from eating too much food. Then Fox News has a great article here on, is our home obesogenic? How to make our home less obese, I guess. All right, how to rearrange your food in the kitchen, that kind of stuff. So don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 17, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,321.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,369.69, $684.85 for a half ounce, or $342.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,369.69, $684.85, and $342.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, you guys are going to want to hear this. This sounds too good to be true. There is a college in Michigan. It's a small private school who promises to pay your student loan payments until the graduate makes more than $37,000 a year. But if he's making less than $20,000 or less than $37,000, between $20,000 and $37,000 a year, they will pay the student loan payments. This is Adrian College. It's a small private school in Michigan. Starting with next year's freshman class, they promise to make up to all of a student's loan payment if he or she earns less than $20,000 and up to $37,000 a year. Because student loan debt averages about $27,000 per student, they want to help these people. Now, they say student loan debt, major problem across the United States, $1.1 trillion in the United States. They say more than 60% of all Michigan graduates leave college with student loan debt. So how the Adrian program works, according to USA Today, is you get a job after graduation. If it pays less than $20,000 a year, now mind you, that's about less than 10 bucks an hour. If it pays less than about 10 bucks an hour, the college will make the complete monthly student loan payment until the individual starts making more than $37,000 a year, which is about $15 an hour, I guess. If you get a job that pays between the 20 and the 37, so if you're making $11 an hour, $12 an hour, et cetera, after college, they will make payments on a sliding scale. If students go directly to grad school, the program will kick in once they leave grad school. No time limit for the payment plan to run out, but they will cap it to $70,000 a student. Now, I don't know how they'll be able to stay in business unless the, you know what, let me, I gotta look up what the tuition to this school is. Hold on a second. Okay, because I mean, sorry about this. I gotta look this up. This is Adrian College tuition. Thank God for Google. Okay, because I mean, if you're paying up to $70,000 a student, that, I mean, how much are you making on that student to begin with? So that's loading up. Full-time tuition for fall semester is 15, spring semester 15-1, fall semester 15-1, so a total of $30,208 a year. So I get it. If you end up doing a 4 or 5 year, let's say 5 years, a lot of people's college now goes 5 years. So let's say you do a 5 year program, that's $150,000. For them to put 70 back, they're still making a head nice. Okay. All right. 14 meal plan, $2,400. Room and board. They say room and board with tuition, almost $20,000 a year. Okay. Okay. Still, I think that's cool. That's more than any other college is doing, from what I understand. That is way cool. Now, don't we have a problem if you're getting out of college and you're only making $9.70 an hour? Am I the only one that finds that kind of upsetting? You put in all that money to go to school, and then, now, is it because maybe these colleges are getting sued, like Southwestern Law got sued from one of their students? True, it's a law school, so, you know, they make lawyers, they're ready to sue, have nothing to do, right? All dressed up and nowhere to go, right? Right? All dressed up and ready to sue, nobody to sue, so they turn around and sue the school. I mean, maybe this is to protect and prevent lawsuits. Who knows? I mean, I don't know of that many other lawsuits where kids get out of school and then they turn around and sue the school because they couldn't get a job. I mean, I would be a little bit more concerned with our current administration and maybe the Obamacare bill rather than going after your school. Now, I mean, if a school is promising they're going to get you a job, that's an issue. Okay? I mean, you know, you have to stick to your promise. But, like, for me, my school did not promise I'd get a job. I took that risk. All right? It did not promise me I'd get to medical school. No way. Of course, they won't make that promise. So I took a chance. Luckily, I did get into medical school, but still. So, apparently they have an average graduating class of 350 students. One-third of those go straight to graduate school. 90% are hired in their field of study. So, I mean, it's a small school. So I doubt they're going to go under with something like this. Nothing that I think most of the other universities could. Now, at a public university in Michigan, it's about $10,700. So, per year. So you're still looking at $40,000-$50,000 minimum a student just to go to public college. But that's awesome to think that you could have, you know, part of your student loan. I mean, my student loan payments, damn. You know what we did is we were paying on the student loans, and our accountant at the time, when the housing was going up, had said, you're going to at some point as a doctor not be able to write off student loan debt if you hit a certain income. Okay? And so he said, if you get a home equity loan, there's more tax deductions that way. So we borrowed against our house to pay off our student loans. Now, for me, I was happy to not have to owe the government. I didn't want to owe the government. I wanted to pay off the student loans. Now, I'm paying a bank, and, of course, the interest, you know, is probably comparable. You know, I mean, interest dropped, so maybe we did do a good move with that. Maybe got a little bit more tax deduction. But I love the fact of having those student loans paid off. So technically, I could say my student loans are paid off, but they really aren't. I never made the money to pay off the student loans. I was primary care. I had a family, had to work. It just wasn't, you know, we had expenses. My husband went to private college for chiropractic school. So we never officially, they still aren't paid off. Because, again, it's now mixed up in the home loan. Now, this is an interesting story. They say 11 more private colleges are saying yes to a tuition pact. So Cornell, Princeton, Dartmouth, this is being reported by ABC News, are among 11 private schools who have joined the quote-unquote Say Yes to Education program. And this provides high school students a tuition-free path to college. So I guess now there's a total of 54 private colleges in this Say Yes Higher Education Compact, they're calling it. So they waive tuition to eligible students. And I know some of you are like, well, wait a second. Aren't colleges already waiving tuition for sports and academic and all that? Yeah, yeah. Maybe this will now extend to underserved. But I thought there's a lot of underserved-based scholarships out there as well. Apparently, this is a New York City-based program. Began 26 years ago working with small groups of students. And then they decide to go to high-need cities. They have it in Syracuse, Buffalo, etc. Now, I guess private colleges, they say here, promise tuition for students from families earning less than $75,000 per year, but Dartmouth has raised the family income limit to $100,000. In addition, Cornell, Dartmouth, Rice, Rhodes, Sewanee will cover the full cost of attendance, including room and board, instead of just tuition. Now, what is in it for them? Okay, I mean, from what I understood, when you look at a university's budget, they're already budgeting for people that can't pay tuition. So there's already scholarships, whether it's financial scholarships, academic scholarships, etc. If they're promising to X number of people, my guess is there's going to be an X number of people. It's going to be finite amount because these colleges are already having money problems. I mean, a big concern that we've seen in my local area is many programs had to be shut down because of funds. There wasn't enough money. Now, true, these are private colleges. So private colleges seem to do pretty, pretty well. So if they could donate a couple $100,000, why not? And also realize, okay, when somebody gives free services, if tuition is $50,000, is tuition really $50,000? I mean, are those seats feeding you with caviar? Right? Are you getting foot rubs? Well, I mean, is it really worth in barter $50,000? So, you know, when somebody says, you know what, I'll throw that in for free. You know, like you're at a restaurant, you're like, oh my God, they gave me $10 worth. Well, it probably wasn't $10 worth, it was probably 50 cents worth that they charged $10 worth type of thing. So my guess is schools can work with us on this. Now, we do, though, have a looming problem. We have too many people with college degrees. A college degree doesn't mean what it used to. And I don't know how to make a person who, you know, graduates to make them, shall we say, more attractive to an employer when we have so many people running around with degrees. I mean, you could get degrees now a variety of ways. You could get it from the public school. You could get them from a private school. You could get them online. You could get them from community college. So there's a variety of ways to get degrees. If we have a problem of too many people getting college degrees, hell yeah, try to get it for free if you can. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So University of Pittsburgh researchers, okay, I guess are embedding tiny 3D cameras into clothing to take pictures, all right? And what this does is it tracks everything that gets put in the mouth. The tiny cameras are embedded in clothes, and they think it's going to help us be more aware of the calories we're consuming. They say the reason why we're obese is because we frequently calculate our calories inaccurately. And we'll drink some soda, or we'll drink some juice drinks, and not think it counts because it wasn't food. And our guesstimation is usually really underestimating what we eat. So these 3D cameras will keep track of food intake by taking multiple images of the food and calculating how many calories it contains. So it takes information by the volume of the food, using the plate as a scale reference, and by looking at the shape of the food to ascertain what it is. Although, you know, chocolate lava cake doesn't look like a multi-layered cake. Chocolate lava cake is like a little dense chocolate thing that has all this chocolatey syrup. That's got to screw the camera up. Anyway, does that sound good right now? Anyway, so it runs the information through a database. This is from Mail Online, to provide an accurate assessment of the number of calories in the dish. Now, I guess it's called an e-button camera device. And they tested it on 17 foods, burgers, broccoli, fish, ketchup, peanut butter. They say the ketchup, haddock, and ice cream gave the researchers problems. Apparently, their shape was, the camera had problems with that one. It was too small. The ice cream had these concave surfaces, so it led to an overestimation of the volume. I mean, I'm surprised they're even attempting this. It sounds impossible to me. University of Pittsburgh scientists, including Sen-Chen Chen et al., who devised the gadget, say that a better understanding of intake, thanks to more accurate information, could lead to better overall health, help tackle chronic conditions like obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, etc. And so, I don't know if it's so much the camera would tell me what I ate, because again, I don't think I could trust it to the nearest calorie, but the fact that it's being watched. You know how we talked about how many of us, when we're out to eat with our friends, especially our skinny friends, we'll eat less. We'll be more aware of what we're eating. Yet when we're around our family, we'll overeat. Same thing. I think this camera would provide a hesitation on our part. And the hesitation on our part could probably cause us to eat less. But again, I mean, they're going forward with this 3D model. You're seeing pictures of the green beans, etc. They're identifying them. See, that's the other thing. I'm looking at these pictures, all right, that the 3D camera looks at. The food is very nicely well demarcated on the plate. And they're looking at the volume of the food also, not only how much of the plate's taken, but how high up. Okay, that's not how we eat our food. Okay, when my mom used to serve the rice, okay, it would be splattered all over the place. So there is no way, like, you know, when I scoop rice on a plate, I mean, I scoop it with whatever I have, even if I only have a fork to scoop it, I do. So it's not like you have a real nice little well-demarcated area. But you know what? It's cool nonetheless. I commend them for trying. Now, where is that obesogenic story? This is kind of interesting, okay? Apparently, they say that the way we keep our house, the way we do our house could possibly, this is psychologist Jeremy Dean from the author Making Habits and Breaking Habits, thinks that the way our environment is could possibly be leading us to being more obese. All right. Apparently, the psychologist said the typical person makes about 200 food-related decisions a day. She believes she makes 25 to 30. And it's those 175 that you're not aware of that could push you to eat more. So, for example, in the kitchen, they suggest how to rearrange the food. They say people are three times as likely to take the first thing they see when they open up the cupboard than the fifth thing they see. So maybe hide the chocolate stuff, hide the cookies so you don't see it. Okay? Same thing with refrigerator. If you have your cucumber slices or a minted pea dip, I would never have a minted pea dip in my fridge, okay? If that's at your eye level, don't have the mac and cheese or the pizza in front. So hiding works. I believe that. They said people dip into candy bowls 71% more frequently when the bowls are transparent than when they were completely opaque. Okay, then they also said stock smarter. If you buy in bulk, you'll eat more in bulk because your body will think that you have more food. So Cornell researchers found that when people put four boxes of crackers on their shelves instead of the usual two, they ate more boxes of the crackers than they would. So have less there, okay, and then put the rest into storage. You know, we should all have a little storage area. I have freeze-dry guy in mine, water, etc. Now, big gulp, okay? The giant containers really mess us up because we will fill the whole thing up with soda. I've told you guys this. Have smaller plates. Have smaller cups. Many of you say you only drink one glass of wine a day, but that goblet is a huge, it's almost the size of a vase. That doesn't count, okay? That still counts, but not as one. It's a lot. Then they say, and this is what I had said, get rid of your dinner plate, okay? Apparently, since the 1900s, we have eaten from bigger plate. Our bigger plate has increased in size by 23%. They say going back to a salad plate, or I even said a saucer, try to fit your dinner on a saucer. Why not? Okay, it could be a good diet. Let me see. They say make your food look dramatic. So let's say these are what the fancy restaurants do. You have this plate with all these sauces, right, sprinkled around. You got a little piece of lettuce, and in the baby center, it's a little tiny, little bitty filet. All right, and you think you're getting a major meal because the plate is all dolled up. That's what you need to do also, okay? All right, you know, you need to fool yourself into thinking that you have a lot on your plate, okay? They say leave the main serving dishes to the side, but have salad on the table. They say 81% of people drink more water when pitchers were placed next to them and not off to the side. So if you see it, you'll want to eat it. So put the vegetables in the water instead of the meat and the potatoes, okay? They also recommend to stop eating in front of the TV. If you're sitting there, and my kids even asked to do that. My kids love doing picnic style in front of the TV, okay, where we get a really good movie. And the reason why they do that is because we don't have snacks in the house. We don't do the popcorn. And, you know, so when we like to sit there and watch a movie, they'll be like, well, look, I want to eat during, if you're not going to let us have snacks, then can we at least do our dinner in front of the movie? And it is fun. You know, we get the food out and we, you know, sit there and I get that. Okay. You know, and, I know, yeah, we're not talking, but trust me, the stuff we talk about at dinner, you know, like, so mom, what'd you see at work? Well, I drained a rectal abscess. They'd rather watch the TV. Okay. And then cluttering could hurt. Decluttering, like I said, a very clean looking plate with little bits of food on it may actually make you feel more satiated, right, than a bunch of rice and meat, and then you add more of it and you're eating a lot more food. Okay? They also say keep the setting mellow. If you concentrate on your food and you chew your food, you're going to spend more time on the food. But if you're eating at an event, right, and I've done this too, I'll grab some food, all of a sudden I won't even remember that I ate the food, but I was so nervous and you know, there was so much going on and it was all exciting that all of a sudden I ate my plate and I'm like, well, damn, I'm not getting to sit there, relax and eat. So try to get yourself in that frame of mind. They say get clothes off your treadmill. People leave clothes or they use their treadmill for everything other than exercise. Not right. And then what I like to do is I like to have my exercise equipment in the way of the television. So it's always there. So I know it's there. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit One World, WHEY.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter. Oh, we already said that. But look at this. You see what happens? That is a sign of aging when you start to repeat yourself. We got iPhone apps and Android apps. Make sure you download those. They're free. You can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. We are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day. Pacific time plus Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Every now and then I have to play a replay. I try not to do it too often. But for the most part, even if you miss a show, you could listen to the last few hours on these iPhone app and Android apps. If you have a question, you could always call our answer line. Our answer line is at 1-877-DOCADALI, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Even if we're off air, we will play your question and call, as long as it's clean, keep it clean, on the next live broadcast. So we try to keep up on those. Let's say you're too shy and you don't want to call the Dr. Dahlia Show, you want to email us, you could do so at drdahlia.com. If you do go to our website at drdahlia.com, I would love for you to sign in as a guest book. You could use a fake name if you want, but I'd love to know where you're listening from, okay? It's always nice to connect with you guys. Now, BlackBerry may lay off 40% of staff this year. BlackBerry has unveiled a new smartphone, from what I understand. I always thought the BlackBerry was cool. I had BlackBerries twice in my life, and I never really got into it as much as I thought I would because they seemed so cool. I think what happened is once the iPhone came out, it was like, But apparently BlackBerry is planning to lay off as much as 40% of its staff by the end of the year. So we're talking in the next 12 weeks to better position itself to compete in the smartphone market. The company has more than 12,000 employees, so close to 5,000 people will be out of work. Nobody's commenting if this has anything to do with Obamacare. From what we understand, BlackBerry also declined to comment, period, on the report. Apparently, a rep for the company had said in a statement provided to Mashable, as previously stated, we are in the second phase of our transformation plan. Organizational moves will continue to occur to ensure we have the right people in the right roles to drive new opportunities in mobile computing. You know, why doesn't anybody ever just come clean? All right. I mean, I've been honest with you guys. You know, we've been in a hiring freeze. Okay? The economy stinks. Why doesn't a company just... That's why, you know, when these companies complain about Obamacare, unfortunately they get a lot of criticism because people think they're trying to make a political statement saying they're on the right or on the left. No, they're being honest. Okay? Even many Democrats out there are noticing that Obamacare is causing job loss. All right. I mean, can we at least just be vocal about things without people thinking it's political? I know what happened with Starbucks. That seems to be more political. I get that. But still, you know, why can't the company say, look, you know, I understand if a company goes, we're having money problems. Okay. Then people think that the company is going under, but word getting out that they're letting people go isn't helping either. Why don't they be dead honest about what's going on? Why doesn't any company be honest and say, look, you know, inflation went up. We're looking at our bottom line. We're still selling. The sales are there. But with Obamacare and other costs going up, we have to make changes. Minimum wage going up, we have to make changes. And we are doing some cost cutting like any other company would. I think that's okay for them to say. Earlier this summer, BlackBerry confirmed laying off 250 employees, and reports suggested that more layoffs may be coming. They laid off 5,000 employees during the 2012 fiscal year. BlackBerry stock did go down on the day following the report. So it's a shame, and I'm sorry if you guys work for BlackBerry. It just, you know, everybody's saying that the economy is getting better. When are we supposed to see that? When? All I'm hearing are job losses. Now, maybe it's because nobody's sending me the news that there's, you know, that there's certain companies out there that are going to take 5,000-6,000 people. I don't know. But when I hear that 5,000 people are going to be losing the job, that's pretty scary. We don't need any more people coming into the job market. We need people getting jobs and being fine and leaving the job market open for people that don't have jobs. I don't need any more people being unemployed. Can we stop that? I know GOP is deciding now how to avoid the government shutdown. One suggestion is to defund Obamacare. They may let it pass. I don't know if the Senate will let it pass. Right? It's all about keeping Obama's signature legislation. Some of you think it's all about destroying Obama's signature legislation. If we can't afford it, we can't afford it. If we can't afford thousands of new IRS agents, then we probably shouldn't be spending money on thousands of IRS agents. Okay? If IRS was doing its job, we would have more than 50% currently paying taxes now. Only half of our country is paying taxes. The other half, I don't know what's happening. So if IRS was doing their job, we'd already have more people paying their taxes. So I don't think we need to hire more workers. Of course, they want to hire more workers because of Obamacare. Makes absolutely no sense to me. Now, when we were talking about Starbucks earlier today, Starbucks is asking for the guns to not come into their store, to keep your guns out. So for those of us who are concealed carry, police officers, positions where we carry a firearm, they prefer that the firearms are not brought into their restaurants. Now, I'm a little confused because usually it's not us that, God forbid, are going on these shooting sprees. It's a bad guy. And usually bad guys don't really pay attention to little laminated signs that say, please, no guns. So I'm a little confused unless it is a political statement, right? You know, unless they're trying to make a movement that if you have a gun, you don't get to go into that business. One of you had asked me, you know, well, what about doctor's offices? Don't they not allow guns? No, usually in hospitals and in doctor's offices, you know, when you have police officers or you have patients, no, we don't disarm you. You know, we let you still have your concealed carry. I mean, most people leave their gun in their car. They don't carry it in. My officer's doing, I love it. I'm like, great. Whew, we have somebody armed here. We're good. I feel very safe with that. But, no, there's, you know, Starbucks as a private company is allowed to say that. They are allowed to. Okay? That's their right. They could say no guns. All right? You coming on the property with a gun, they do also have a right to kick you off. They won't. Starbucks said they won't kick you off because they really don't want their young employees being in a position where they're trying to tell you and your weapon to leave, okay, because that's going to just cause a lot of animosity, and we don't need that. But, you know, they're making a statement saying, don't bring your guns. Now, of course, people with concealed carry they're concealed carry. For people with open carry, they're saying that the, gun is making people feel uncomfortable. See, to me, if I saw somebody sitting there, like an off-duty police officer or whatever, I would feel so safe in that place. I probably would leave after they left. I probably wouldn't stick around longer. So we talked about that, how I'm hoping publicity of Starbucks not wanting anybody around there with guns doesn't open up a vulnerability to them for an armed robber. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Out-of-pocket fertility costs are rising. Couples trying to get infertility treatment. Many in vitro fertilizations are about $19,000. All right, but some of the other treatments, like hormonal treatment, etc., it's averaging at least $5,000 out-of-pocket, not including what insurance pays. Apparently, this is a study coming from Dr. James Smith out of the University of California, San Francisco. He and his colleagues interviewed about 332 couples attending one of eight fertility clinics. For their first evaluation, they had to keep a cost diary, right? And their average was about $5,300. Now, why is this important? Well, as many of us are starting our families later, we're noticing we're having more fertility issues. And so, you know, you'll hear these stars have twins. A lot of these stars have twins. Well, because they probably went through some fertility treatments. And so two eggs popped out instead of just one. Or maybe multiple eggs fertilized and only a couple made it. So, fertility is going to be a growing issue as we get older. And who knows, as we have our laptops sitting on our groin area. So I'll keep you posted as this develops. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiasts, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine. In January 2011, after a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.